Warning, this podcast may contain graphic violence, sexual themes, and bad language. If our language offends you, we apologize, but we do not give a fuck. Be mindful of your kids listening.
The Evil Never Dies Podcast.
What's up, evil ones? How's it going this evening? Thanks for listening to the Evil Never Dies podcast. I'm Brett, your host.
Yep.
Here with my co-host, Carl.
Hello, everybody.
What's going on, Carl?
We finally got it straight after a year. I'm happy. Now, when it comes to the haunted house, we are definitely equals on that. Since you've done most of the work the past 2 weeks or 2 days or whatever it was.
Yeah. Didn't we work on it 2 days last week?
Yeah, I think so.
Didn't we work Saturday and Sunday morning?
I think next week. Yeah. I don't know. We're going to have to get a little bit more done next week. Build that vampire's cubby hole.
Yeah.
Or the Baron. That's the Baron.
Yeah. I'm tired and sore and can't take no more.
Well, I had a long weekend of running around, went to another Rangers game, which they beat the crap out of the Chicago White Sox.
Yay!
So if anybody's a White Sox fan out there, then blah, that's what I say to you. Actually, I don't mind I like the White Sox better than the Cubs, so.
Boo!
Screw the Cubs. Cub fans are the most annoying fan base in baseball.
Hey, they love that underdog, man.
Besides the Yankee fans, but they have something to brag about. The Cub fans, you got that one World Series and that's it, which is more than the Rangers have ever had. We've never had any World Series. So
yeah, there you go.
Yeah, but we got a better stadium than everybody because we have air conditioning.
Yeah, I still want to go down and check that out, man.
We'll do it one of the – I'll have to find some game you make too.
Maybe we'll grab Richard too and drag him along too.
We should try that. It's going to get harder and harder as we get closer to haunt season.
Yeah.
But tonight, I think it was my idea. We're going to come up with the top 15 horror franchises. Now, when we talk about franchises, we're talking about each movie. So let's just say we got one. First movie is absolutely wonderful. Second movie sucks. Third movie's terrible. Fourth movie's even worse. And then they went straight to video. And I'm going to give an example. And if it's on your list, I'm sorry. Children of the Corn. The first Children of the Corn.
Yeah.
A great movie. The second one was absolutely, I don't know what it was. It was like there wasn't even released on videotape or DVD or anything until just like the last few years, and it's awful.
Yeah.
The third one wasn't good. I think the fourth or fifth one, they bring back Jacob or Malachi, I don't know, and it's just a shitstorm. So I love Children of the Corn.
Yeah, the original one was awesome.
But as far as the franchise, it got fucked up.
I actually watched it not too long ago, a couple weeks ago it was on.
So that's what we're doing by going by franchise. We're trying to look at the whole picture and say, yeah, in other words, what franchise can you sit and watch from the beginning to the end without getting completely bored or completely just like, I can't deal with this anymore? That's how I rated them.
Okay.
All right. That knocked a lot of stuff out.
That's basically how I rated them too. So.
Well, you said you had some honorable mentions before we got started.
Yeah, I got a few of them too. We probably could have did a 20, but you couldn't.
Yeah, no, I could have, but some of these I don't want to rank. Here's my new Evil Never Dies shirt you can't see because
I got an older one. I cut the sleeves off of it.
So go ahead and start your honorable mentions, and I will mention a couple of things that I'm going to gripe about then.
All right, my honorable mentions, Omen.
Okay. I'll get to that in a second.
Alien.
Yeah, I don't think of the Alien movies.
A lot of people consider it sci-fi, but I consider it a horror movie.
I didn't even consider it for this because, like I said, I think of Alien more sci-fi.
But like you were saying, though, the first one was fucking awesome, and then everything after it was pretty much shit. So
yeah, then they brought the Predators in,
and I got Jaws.
Yeah, Jaws is another one. It's just the good first movies. Excuse me, I can't talk. The first movie is good, and then it just went to shit.
Yeah, they were pretty cheesy after the first one for sure.
And agreed.
Then I got the Universal Frankensteins as a runner up.
Oh, that's interesting.
And the Hammer Dracula films I got as a runner-up.
I can see that because there are some weak ones in there.
It's like with most of these, the first one and then, you know, after. You know,
well,
most of them.
The three I'm going to throw out there is going to really raise a few heads because they're some of my favorite movies, but I'm going to start with Hellraiser. I love Pinhead. He's in Dracula's room or whoever's room that is these days. but the Hellraiser franchise is just weak.
Yeah.
The first movie was great. The second movie was good. The third movie was okay. And then there's one of the sequels that's actually watchable, but I don't even know what number it is. I don't know what number they're at.
Well, which one did they get the new guy in?
I don't know.
They quit using Doug Bradley.
Yeah, I don't know.
He just looked totally different.
Yeah, it's just, as far as a franchise, it's just not a good franchise. It got ran into the ground, and they were actually going to try to remake the first movie. I think, what's his name? Clive Barker. Yeah, I can't talk. Clive Barker wanted to actually produce it and say kind of make the first movie the same movie with modern technology, but it never got off the ground. So I can't put a lot of just in Hellraiser. Next, I'm going to throw Jeepers Creepers out. First movie was great. Then it just went to hell. Nobody likes that director guy anyway. And my last honorable mention. That's right. Nightmare on Elm Street. I cannot rank them in the top 15. And I'll tell you why. The first movie is good. Not great. The second movie is one of the shittiest movies ever. The third movie is one of the best horror movies ever made, Dream Warriors. Yep. And then it just goes to shit from there.
Yeah.
And the remake they did is absolutely worse than Rob Zombie's Halloween 2.
Was it worse than Blood for Dracula?
I don't count that. I'm telling you, that was not a good movie. So that killed the Elm Street franchise.
Yeah. Yep.
So that's my honorable mentions.
All right.
So 15. 15. Who wants to start?
I guess I'll start. Okay. Scream.
Now. No, that's not even on my honorable nothings.
Well,
Not a
that's why it's 15. I probably could have took one of my honorable mentions and put for 15, but
shit. You ranked on the Hammer Dracula. That's better than Scream.
I know.
Yeah.
The first two were okay, but
No.
after
No.
that, and then this newest one they made was just,
No.
I think I don't even think I watch finish watching it, so
I'd put the Chucky movies over Scream.
all right, who you got for 15?
I couldn't decide, so it's a tie. The Omen and The Exorcist. I know those movies are sort of similar, but again, The Exorcist, one of the most legendary horror movies ever, the first one.
Yep.
The second one is total shit, although there is another version that I have on Blu-ray that made it a little bit more watchable. Legion, Exorcist 3 is one of the greatest psychological movies ever made.
Yeah.
Better almost than the original Exorcist. And then we had the prequel. The movie was so terrible, Warner Brothers had them go recut and refilm the entire movie. They released that one. Everybody hated it. So they went back and re-released the original movie, and it sucked. So
Yeah,
that
that
just killed The
I could
Exorcist.
I couldn't get into that last one that they made,
Well,
man.
there are two of them. It's the
It,
same movie. Just, yeah.
oh
That
yeah.
killed the franchise there. It just, as far as a franchise,
I'm waiting on this remake they're doing. See
that could be really cool if they
what they
do it
do with
right.
it. Yeah.
And far as The Omen, the first one's great. The second one's just, the third one's just, yeah. And the remake was actually pretty good. So that's how it actually gets ranked. And I kind of have to, I enjoy watching that. It was made in 2006. So they had the whole Omen 666 theme going. So I
Yeah.
kind of put The Omen and The Exorcist together. And that's not a knock on those movies. We're talking franchises here, folks. So there you go. Anyway.
All right, 14. I put Saw.
Okay.
Just
Okay.
the first like three of them movies were good, I thought. And the one where the fucking chick fell in the vat of the hypodermic needles, that fuck, I about fucking lost my mind when that fucking scene came on, dude. I think that was the third one maybe that they made, but
I'll
yeah.
discuss Saw much, much later.
Okay.
You put it way too low. I'm very
Oh,
disappointed in you. I put the Romero Living Deads at 14
okay.
just because, I mean, we both love, as we've said over and over again, well, Night of the Living Dead, I think we both said is sort of blah. Dawn of the Dead is what we love, both of us. That's one of our favorite movies. But the
Yep.
rest of them just nah. But you mentioned the remake of Night of the Living Dead
Yep.
that Savino made, and that's a good movie.
Yeah,
So
he did a really good job on that.
again, it's sort
And
of
Tony Todd did an awesome job in
he
that movie
did.
too.
But again, as far as franchises, there's some shit there. So it's
Yep.
sort of it would be hard to watch all those from beginning to end, but I could do it. So that's
And the remake for Dawn of the Dead wasn't too bad.
no, not at all. Not at all.
So
So, okay.
that's why I put that way much higher too myself. So, all right, we on 4-13.
13.
Hellraiser.
Okay. Yeah, we're,
Like
I
you
see
said, the
that.
first three, it's always the first. After they do that third one on a lot of these, it's like it's
It
all
seems
over
like
with.
that's when it sort of goes down.
Yep.
Yeah, it seems like it sort of goes down at that point. My any more on that, or you
Nah,
want my
you pretty much explained it when you talked about it
okay.
earlier.
Yeah, sometimes we have overage on this. So my 13 is hate as much as I hate to throw it this low is the Texas Chainsaw Massacre franchise.
Oh.
And I'll
How
tell you why.
dare you?
Tell me why not.
I
Okay.
know.
Number one, legend. Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2, one of my favorite movies of all time. ever. I had the poster up. I think it finally fell the fuck apart. Three is good. And then it's just a shit storm from there, dude. That one with Renee Zellweger and or whatever the hell
Matthew
her name
Mahoneke,
is.
Matthew McConaughey.
Where
he kept having to juice himself up.
But then they came back strong with them.
With the remakes.
The remakes are strong. The first one, at least.
Yeah. Have you seen the last one?
I don't got Netflix and I have no interest in it. They made that Leatherface prequel that was shit. They made that one that was just called Texas Chainsaw, which was supposed to be a sequel. In other words, another part two. It killed it, man. As far as a franchise, I could not watch all those movies.
It was all CGI, man.
Yeah, it's
like just, all the good splatter scenes and stuff.
It's just, as far as a franchise, I can't put it any higher.
Okay, all right.
I just can't. Sorry.
All right, we're on to 12.
What was your 13?
My 13 was Hellraiser.
Okay, I'm confused. We're at 12.
12, I put the Hammer Frankensteins.
Well, God dang. I put the Universal Frankensteins at 12.
Did you?
Now, full disclosure, me and Brett did not talk about this list, these lit top 10 and top 15 lists, so it's funny when we hear them. You got Hammer, I got Universal Frankenstein. So yeah, what's your thoughts on there?
Well, when we did that one couple of we've done a couple of them Hammer Frankenstein, haven't we?
Yes.
And after watching them, them are actually really good movies. So I've been trying to watch the other ones here, and I quite enjoy them. That's
Why
some
you
old
put them
stuff,
so low?
Man.
You put them too low. Now, Universal Frankensteins, the reason why I put them so low is because they change the monster all the time. You know, they change the storylines a lot, but it's done well. Notable, I'm going to full disclosure here, I don't have the Universal Draculas on because it's just they're unfollowable. Frankenstein's a little bit easier to follow for the Universal world. And Karloff, well, where is he there? Genius.
Yeah.
So that's why I put those at 12.
Okay.
Number 11.
All right. I'm going with the Dario Argento trifecta.
Okay.
Suspiria, Inferno, and Tenebrae. I just watched all three of them back to back not too long ago, and it was good, man.
That is a good mention that I probably should have looked into a little more. It's hard for me to follow those as sequels because they seem a little mismatched, but I'm not going to argue with you. I think that's a good choice.
Well, actually, Inferno was actually the sequel, and then Tenebrae sort of had a little bit to do with it, but not much, so... But yeah, all three good movies, man.
Yeah, that's a good catch. I missed that one. I can't argue with you there.
All righty, who do you got for 11?
11, which I thought I had him with me, but I actually got a Christopher Lee as Dracula figurine now. But I have to put the Hammer Draculas.
Okay.
And same reasoning. There's some real crappy movies in the Hammer Dracula series. The worst is that Dracula 1971. That movie's awful. And it almost put him a little bit lower, but there's enough good in there. I mean, there's also the one Count Dracula and his the Brides of Dracula. Well, Dracula's not even in the movie, but it's still part of the thing. And it's not a bad movie, but
I think you gave me that. Yeah.
So I put them at 11. I don't think they cracked the top 10. Love the movies. I love Christopher Lee, but as a franchise, it's just a little bit weaker than some.
Okay. All right. 10. I'm going with The Conjuring.
For real?
Yeah.
Guess what I put at 10?
What?
The Conjuring! We don't plan this, folks. We really don't. Ladies all and right. gentlemen, this is all unscripted. Just like pro wrestling. No, really, we don't talk about it. But yeah, I put The Conjuring at 10.
The only thing we discuss is, oh fuck, I should have put that on there too.
Yeah. Yeah, good.
Now do you include the Nun movies in with
oh,
them?
Oh heck
too?
Yeah. The yep, Nun movies yep. and Annabelle. It's all The Conjuring franchise. The
Conjuring horror verse.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's a couple movies in there that's hard to get through. They've made too many Annabelle movies by now, but as far as a modern day horror franchise, The Conjuring's the way to go.
Yeah.
I like
have you seen the newest one?
Which one was the newest one?
With the guy and the girl, the guy gets possessed.
Oh yeah, I saw that one.
Yeah, it ain't bad, but
it's not bad. But as far as an overall franchise, it's not. There's a few stinkers, but not bad. One of those Annabelle movies was a little kind of slow, and honestly, The Nun was a little slow. But it's a good movie.
I think they got a couple of Nun ones out too, don't they? On there or just
they
one?
Might.
I don't know. I can't keep track.
I've lost track of the Conjuring franchise, but it's a good modern day horror franchise that is not skimped on the scares, because those movies are pretty scary.
Yeah, they all freaked me out.
So we agree on number 10. That's cool.
All right.
Now we're getting into the meat and potatoes.
Meat
stuff
and taters.
Here. Yeah, these next movies for me are pretty hard to shit talk.
Okay. All right.
Number nine.
I got Nightmare on Elm Street.
Well, you already heard my views, so I'll let you tell your views on it.
Well, like you said, first one and then the third one are, you know, awesome. And
you think it's
Freddy versus Jason was cool too, you know. I liked it.
You know, I consider that more of a Friday the 13th sequel.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was,
I guess,
more
it could be in both, actually.
It was more about Jason, and Jason was the good guy, so.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I like Freddy.
Freddy just because of his sense of humor and shit that he's got, you know, more or less.
But they let it become more of a stand-up comedy show there, and it just.
Yeah.
I just don't go watching the Freddy movies very often anymore.
Yep. Who knows? I heard something about maybe they're making a new one or something. I don't know.
God, I hope it's better than that last shit show they did.
Trying to get
I had to stretch there. My back's going out on me.
Trying to get what's his name to come back and do it one more time.
He said he wouldn't, but money talks and bullshit walks. So
yeah, exactly. It depends on how much they're going to pay him, right?
Very true.
All right. Who do you got for 9?
Almost missed it, but I did not. And that's the Psycho franchise.
Oh, okay.
One of my favorites, because I love the original.
Yep.
Hitchcock was genius.
Yes.
And all those years later when they made Psycho 2, I love that movie. It has a lot of curves that I didn't see coming.
Yep.
Then they made Psycho 3, and it was done pretty well, although it became more of a slasher film, but it's still good. Then they did the part 4, which was sort of Norman Bates looking back upon his childhood. And that wasn't bad either. And then if you semi want to count Bates Motel, the TV series.
Well, they did a remake too.
Wasn't
with that Anne Heche or whatever her name is.
That's why Psycho got rated down the 9 for me, because that remake wasn't as well done. It wasn't necessary. I don't really count it against anybody, but I could watch the Psycho movies from start to finish without any problem.
Did you watch the Bates Motel?
I did watch the Bates Motel.
I thought it was actually very good, man.
Until the ending. I didn't like the way it ended.
Yeah, yeah.
It could have almost served it. They should have really built it up to the beginning of Psycho and ended the series. They sort of dropped the ball there, but
yeah.
I kind of consider that part of it's Psycho franchise. So yep,
exactly.
I put them at 9.
Okay.
I put it at 9. There's a few little bugs in there, but not bad.
Okay.
That takes us to number 8.
For number 8, I got The Exorcist.
Oh, okay. You put it higher than me.
Yeah. That's always a good, and especially since I watched that
documentary
and learned about all the stuff that how just Friedkin's mind, how it worked and shit, how he made that movie, dude. It's so far ahead of its time for 1973. It was. So,
and then the sequel came out, and
yeah,
I just that's a bad movie.
Didn't you say they made two parts of that? Two different versions?
No,
of it
was they did a prequel. It was called what was it called? I don't even remember now. One was just called The Exorcist: The Beginning or something.
Yeah.
And
well, that Exorcist 2, The Heretic, I really don't mind that movie. I don't hate it.
There is a second cut of it.
Fucking Linda better. Blair was hot in that fucking movie, dude.
they actually, there's like two or three cuts of that movie, but the one that was originally released and the one that was usually on videotape and blue or DVD is terrible. But the Blu-ray, my good friends over at Scream Factory put out that alternative version, and it's not as bad. But that prequel that they made two movies of was just shit.
See, I didn't know that. I thought it was two different movies.
Well, yeah, it sort of is, but it's the same movie. I probably should have put The Exorcist higher, but I just that left a bad taste in my mouth. Then they had that TV series, and it wasn't good at all.
Well, it lasted what, one season?
Maybe two. But there is a remake coming, and I have high hopes for it.
Yeah,
and
me too.
That is actually a pun because some other franchise, mentioned that. High hopes, which I also could not. I'm gonna go ahead and disclose this. I could not rank the Amityville movies because there's like 55 of them.
Yeah, I know.
So we'll just go with Amityville 2 and leave it there.
That wasn't even a scope on my horizon, dude.
They ruined that franchise.
Yeah.
But anyway,
all right. Who you got for eight?
Number eight, I have the Universal Wolfman series.
Okay.
Done well. They follow each other pretty good. Lon Chaney Jr. is absolutely phenomenal as the Wolfman. He's never replaced. He plays it in each movie.
Yeah.
I sort of consider that House of Frankenstein and House of Dracula more sequels to the Wolfman than anything else. And I just love the look of that original Lon Chaney Jr. Wolfman.
Yeah.
The stories are good in the movie. And it's one of the Universal movies I can actually watch over and over again and not get bored. I think it's the best franchise Universal put out. Consistency.
Okay.
And it's spooky. It's still spooky to this day.
Yep.
So that's what
especially that first one, man. That first
oh,
one.
Heck yeah.
Yep.
Creepy stuff, man.
All right. On to number seven. I'm going with Child's Play and Chucky.
I like Chucky, man. I did not rank Child's Play. I'm kind of like D. Snyder said on Strangeland. He said, Chucky's a doll. He said, just kick the motherfucker or stomp him. Yeah, I didn't rank
Chucky, man.
I have one little Chucky pop figure. That's the only thing I own of Child's Play. I actually don't have the movies on DVD or Blu-ray. I do have the last two they made, not the remake, but the Seed of Chucky. And I actually got those on Vudu.
Bride of Chucky or whatever.
Yeah, that wasn't the Bride of Chucky. I don't know. I've lost track of those two.
Yeah.
I understand why you would put them there. And I have no qualms about it.
I've always liked Chucky. The remake that they just did wasn't that.
That was terrible.
That was, yeah.
I had hopes for that, and that was terrible.
Yeah. The Chucky looked totally different. He looked like a fat Chucky.
He did look fat.
A chunky Chucky.
Chunky, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Who do you got for number seven?
I almost left it out, and then I realized there's three movies, so it counts as a franchise according to our rules, even though it's remake. The It franchise.
Okay.
Because you know the original movie. Jim
Yeah.
Curry, John Boy, all the, you know, it's a TV movie. It was made for TV.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
But the god dang freaking remakes, I love the shit out of those movies.
Yeah.
Hell, I've got an entire row of It Clowns down here. You know, we're going to have an entire It Clown room for the haunted house. So I have to rate the It franchises because I can always watch that Tim Curry movie and never get bored. And I love the remakes. I do. And there's talk of doing a prequel about Pennywise. I haven't heard if Warner Brothers is going to hit the button on that or not, but it would be good.
Huh.
So I went ahead and threw the It franchise in at number 7 to kind of shock the world there because it technically is a franchise since it's got 3 movies.
Yeah.
What you got at 7?
I already did 7. Chucky.
I think you skipped your number 8.
No, my number 8 was The Exorcist.
Well, what's your number 6?
My number 6 is Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
You got it higher than me.
Yeah. I like them all.
You're telling me you like the one, the Renee, whatever her name is one?
That's probably my least favorite one.
No, but, man. That one they made called Texas Chainsaw was pretty terrible.
I don't know. There's just something about them. I just enjoy them.
I think you're thinking more sentimental value on some of these. You just can't dupe Leatherface any lower.
Yeah.
See, next time we do one of these, we'll have to rate the monsters, maybe.
Maybe, yeah.
Well, we already know you'd put Michael Myers at number 1, but that's
all
neither
right.
Here nor there.
All right.
You get a lot of Michael Myers heat, don't you?
Yeah.
Well, there he is. Michael Myers.
You can see his face tonight. Yay.
Yeah, you can see his face now.
Who do you got for 6?
6, I put, the Final Destination franchise.
No, I was going to put that, man. And
as far as a franchise,
yeah,
I like all those movies.
Yeah,
they freak
I
me
do
the
too.
Shit out. Me and Lisa watch those movies all the time. It's like her favorite franchise. They're freaky, man. And they all sort of go together, and it's I like them. I don't get bored with them.
Every time I'm driving down the freeway and I come up behind
a
semi hauling a load of fucking telephone poles or whatever, it's like, I got to take a picture of that shit.
The one that got me was the roller coaster one because I have a phobia of roller coasters. I have
since
I was a kid. I don't like them. People laugh at me. They're like, well, you're the heavy metal horror haunted house guru. I don't like roller coasters.
Yeah.
They freak me out, and that particular one freaked me out.
Yeah,
the race car one freaked me out. I've always wondered, man, what could happen if he's at a race car and, you know, a raceway and a damn car jumps up. That shit freaks me out.
The wheel popping off and taking that lady's head off. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah.
There's some
really
awesome kills in them movies, man, for
I'd
sure.
I put them at number 6. I mean,
yeah.
I did.
All right. What are we up to? Number 5, top 5.
Top 5 time.
I'm going with George Romero's The Dead series.
Yeah, you ranked it higher than me.
So, yeah, we've already talked about it, so.
Anything to add to it?
Not really, other than just always been a fan of them, man.
I understand. I do. I just think there's some crappy stuff in there as far as ranking a franchise that sort of knocked it down a notch.
Like we said, Savini's remake, man. That
is a good movie.
Really good movie. So
that might need a review here one night.
Yeah.
We could probably get in real depth with that movie.
Exactly.
Number 5 for me. It's the Hammer Frankensteins.
Okay.
The reasoning, besides maybe one, there's not really a weak movie in that. Including the remake they made in the middle of the whole thing, and they didn't have Peter Cushing in it. It's supposedly more of a making fun of Frankenstein, but I think it's pretty good as well. So, yeah, I watch the Hammer Frankensteins all the time. They sort of go together pretty well. They follow a little bit of continuity. They drop it a bit, but it's still, you can watch them and just say, yeah, this is one big story fairly well. Peter Cushing is the greatest as the doctor,
yep.
Or the Baron. I think he's a Baron in most of these. Yep. And
Baron
as far
von
as
Frankenstein, or
I think it's Hammer's best franchise.
Yep.
It's strong. Okay. There's not a weak entry in it. Really?
I have to agree from the ones I've seen.
Yeah.
I think I've seen three or four of them now. So,
yeah.
The How Draculas, many of them are there? Like six or seven of them?
I think there's six. Don't throw me on the count like that. I have to look. They're right over there. I can tell you that. We have some Hammers right here. We have Countess Dracula in this box, see?
Ooh.
Yeah, and the Hands of the Ripper. And the Vampire Circus. So, where are we at?
Number four.
This is getting to the meat. I think everybody can
the
pretty
big
much...
Big meat taters.
Everybody knows a couple of these movies going to be on the list that have listened to us for a while, but... Number four, you want me to go first?
No, I'm going first.
I want to go first.
No, I'm going first. I've been going first the whole time.
Well, I'm
switching
whining. It on you. I'm switching it on you.
All right, what do you got for number four?
I'm going to beat you to it. Evil Dead.
Oh, okay.
Evil Dead.
All right.
Again, not really a weak movie in the damn. It probably could have gone higher. Matter of fact, I probably should have put it higher.
I did.
I should have, but cinema. I there's two certain franchises that I just couldn't rank any lower. So okay. I'm sure you can figure those out.
All right,
but for yeah, Evil Dead. Yeah, there's not a bad movie in the series. Including the TV show with Ash.
Yeah,
freaking hilarious.
Yeah, it is. That's a good show.
Freaking hilarious.
I've watched that a couple times. I wish they'd come back. Put that back on.
Well, they're actually making another movie now.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Bruce says he's not doing Ash anymore, so he's gonna produce and kind of write the movie. So
okay,
so what you got it for? You were so keen to jump out and say it. tell me
what
is it?
I'm keeping you in suspense. It's Friday the 13th.
No.
Yeah,
you hate Jason. You
no,
always
I don't.
You always dog Jason out.
Just because Michael Myers could kick his fucking ass.
Yeah, then... whatever. Jason. There's a reason why I have Jason in front of Michael in this museum.
You can't see Jason though.
Not on camera because I'd have to. He's too tall for one thing. He's fucking 7 foot tall. Actually, right there is Jason's. His shoulders are way up there. So we had to. Yeah. Okay. Tell me about Friday the 13th franchise.
Well, that's. I just like. Ever since I seen that first one, really, there ain't a bad one in the whole bit, you know.
Part five is bad.
Yeah, that's because they got rushed into that. I think we talked about that before. They got rushed into making that movie.
And as we talk about it, Friday the 13th is my number three. So
Evil Dead is my number three. So
yeah, we can just switch those around. But yeah, Friday the 13th, I can watch them all. I do it usually once a year. I don't usually watch part five. Part seven's a little
Which
slow
was the
for
first
me.
One with Corey Feldman? Was that four?
Four. That one is a little hard to rewatch. I've seen it like 1,000 times.
It's good. He did a good part in it for, you know, being a little kid or whatever.
Being a little
you know?
Kid, yeah.
But yeah.
I definitely say that Evil
beating,
Dead and Friday
Jason
the 13th,
there at the end
he
there.
He beat the shit out of him.
Just yelling, die, die.
I wish
what,
we could
what
have
a way
had,
to end a movie, you know.
I wish we could have had Ash versus Jason. That would be a great franchise.
Yeah.
Since we're merging our number threes and fours together here.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's not really. Now, there is one bad in the Friday the 13th series. That Jason Goes to Space is not that great.
Yeah.
It's almost as bad as
What was
Leprechaun
that,
in Space.
What was that? Jason X
Jason
or whatever?
X. I guess it was the 10th one.
With the chrome fucking face mask. Yeah. Whoever thought of that.
Although, if you watch it, it's not as stupid as it sounds.
Yeah, there's a couple of good kills in it when the frozen lady got shattered and shit. Yeah, that was
so
cool.
Yeah. I don't know. I probably should have put Evil Dead above Friday the 13th because I like it better, but I can't dish Jason.
Okay.
So that's my number three. So now we're up to number two.
Number two. Are you going first or am I?
You go first.
Phantasm.
Okay.
Yep. I like all them movies, dude. They're all good. I like them all. So I could watch them over and over and over again. And now that I have the Blu-rays, I can do so anytime
you
I
can
choose.
Do so anytime.
So, yeah.
You know, I'll be honest. I love the Phantasms, but it's hard to. I didn't really rank it this time.
Really?
I'm just sort of, as far as a franchise, they don't follow each other well. Honestly, I would just soon watch part one and part two and stop.
Okay.
I like part four, I think it was said, but that last one was terrible they put out. I know they filmed that over a course of years, but and part three is absolute shit. I cannot watch Phantasm 3. That negates a lot for me there. But
okay,
I got my ball. I got my tall man picture over here. But yeah, as far as a franchise,
okay,
I'm just going to say that the tall man might be my number one monster of all time. But I went in a different direction with this whole thing than you did.
Yeah,
you'll find out here in a minute. Because my number two is your number one, and that's Halloween.
Oh.
We know your number one's Halloween.
Yeah.
It's not my number one. It's number two for me, because I'm about to shock everybody here in a minute.
Oh, fuck. Shocking.
Yeah. Shocking? Well, what have we not said about the Halloween movies? I think we've covered them more than anything. Obviously,
yeah.
The name Evil Never Dies came from Halloween and a Judas Priest song.
Yeah.
I have a story I could tell about that if you want me to.
Tell it. Do tell.
Everybody who has me on Facebook knows I've been doing my walks and runs for quite a while now at the Trinity Trails. Well, there's a group of Jehovah Witnesses that have set up shop on the trail.
No way.
Yes way. And I don't know why they think somebody running is going to stop and talk to them. But every time I went by them, usually that's one of my walking parts. I'm not running there. And they would always, hey, how are you doing? And so yesterday I was totally not in the mood to talk or listen to the Jehovah Witnesses. So I'm playing Evil Never Dies from Judas Priest on my phone as loud as I can get it and play it while I'm walking by him. Now, is that evil or what, dude?
That's evil, dude.
Evil never dies.
Awesome.
That's a story.
Why didn't you tell me this earlier? We went right by there. You were showing me, were you? And we went to go get wood.
I don't know.
Didn't think of it till just now.
Didn't think of it till just now. But you know, I'm thinking, I probably should have rated Evil Dead higher than Halloween because Resurrection is shit. Rob Zombies 2 is shit. But Halloween 3, we know what we think of that. But yeah. Halloween 6 and Halloween 1, yeah, Halloween's number 2 for me.
Okay.
Can I watch them all the way from the start to the end? I can, but I don't know if I could get through Halloween 2 Rob Zombie version.
Okay.
So it's number two. What, any more on Halloween that we haven't covered over the past year with you?
Not really. Just looking forward to this Halloween ends.
Me too.
Gonna have to go see it in the good theater again. So
yes, we will.
Fuck getting Peacock again.
I've got Peacock now, so
I got the free version, but
it won't be on Peacock this time. They're gonna, it'll be at the theater. All the COVID shit's passed by enough.
Yeah. So yeah, looking forward to that. So all right, man. Who do you got for number one? Shock us all.
Without any doubt, without any anything. And yeah, I know I should have put Phantasm. I should have put let's think of something else I missed. Candyman. I didn't put the Candyman movies, and I love Candyman. But I didn't. I just, again, as a franchise, I just didn't think it holds up.
Yeah. Yeah.
The first one's good. The second one's not. The third one is terrible. And the sequel remake was good. But as a franchise, I just couldn't do it. There is one franchise that I can watch from start to finish and always be happy. And that's the goddamn Saw movies. That's my number one franchise. And it's made $1 billion worldwide.
Wow.
$1 billion.
Yeah.
Because the first time I saw Saw, I had no expectations of anything. Yeah. And that movie freaked me the shit out.
Yeah.
We saw it. Me and some friends saw it at the theater. I didn't expect anything.
Yeah.
It got me. And twists and turns, man. I never got bored with them.
Yep, some good kills for sure.
It's
just psychological shit, you know?
It is. And then when Lieutenant Hoffman takes over, I mean, then, you know, eventually they bring back the doctor from the first one. And just, and now that damn one they did with Chris Rock, I don't really include. And I don't really include that Jigsaw movie they made later. I'm talking about Saw 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 and the final chapter. I think it was 6. That's the franchise. I'm not talking about the two movies that came later.
Although Chris Rock did an awesome job in that new one.
Yeah, but I'm just wanting to count the original Saw franchise there.
Okay.
I'm not counting the others. I mean, I missed a lot of stuff. I could have probably put the freaking Blair Witch Project up here, but I didn't. We should have made a 20, but it would have kind of. I don't know.
We threw in our runners up, so that sort of counts.
There's stuff I really love. I just don't think of them as great franchises sometimes.
Yeah. I totally understand.
I mean, The Omen is a great franchise. It's just, but is it the best? Not really. I'm looking toward my movies over here. Seeing what else I might have. The Hills Have Eyes, you know, we reviewed a couple of those. Suspiria, like you said, you can't put everything. I just think based on my opinion of watching movies from start to finish, that's the way I rank them.
Okay.
I really should have put Candyman up. I should have probably put Phantasm up. That's just the way it goes, man. I'm really mad I didn't put Candyman on there. I love that franchise. But that third one's terrible.
Do you count the new remake?
Oh, yeah. That's a sequel, dude. It's not a remake. It's a sequel to the original.
Oh, it's a sequel?
Straight up.
I haven't gotten to see it yet. So.
It's one of those Jordan Peele movies. He did a great job with it.
Okay. That'll be
I'm mad I didn't. Shit, I'm going to change the list and add Candyman. I'm taking Romero's Living Dead off and adding Candyman.
Oh, no.
I think I'm taking Universal Frankenstein off, and I'll go ahead and put Phantasm there, too. What about the damn Twilight Zone? I didn't even rank them.
Oh.
That's a franchise. Let's see. What should I take off and put the Twilight Zone?
Oh, you're killing me, Smalls.
I guess goodbye, Wolfman.
Oh, what, you're taking the Wolfman over?
I don't know. I'm just making up shit now. I'm just having fun with it now. I definitely say I think the Saw franchise is the best start to finish.
Yeah, they're freaky for sure, man.
Now, here's the question of the week. Should I buy that saw puppet?
Oh man. For the haunt or just for decoration?
For the museum. He ain't going out in the haunt. He's gonna sit in this little stool over here.
Need to get a little trike for him.
Yeah, I could do that, but he's got a stool.
I'll be on the lookout for one.
He ain't going in the haunt unless he's in somewhere where nobody can steal him.
Yeah. You
could snab him real quick.
I don't know, man. If you can get a good deal on him, I don't know. It's up to you.
We gotta buy an alligator too, so.
Yeah, crocagator.
So that is my franchise list. Like I said, I feel like I totally snubbed a bunch of movies I like. But
yeah, me too.
Now I'm going over here and looking. I wish I had my phone with me. Here's what I missed. Oh hell, a bunch of stuff.
I told you we should at least do the top 20. Oh,
we missed Poltergeist. That's really a shitty franchise though.
Yeah. Again, it's one of them. Some of these, I don't know why they even did more than one, you know?
No. What about the Fly movies? Nah.
Nah.
I'm glad I put Psycho. I actually didn't even look at my movies when I did the list. I just went off my brain. And I really don't have any...
I did more or less, too, so...
Shit! We really fucked up. We didn't put the Rob Zombie House of a Thousand Corpse trilogy. Did it belong? I don't think it belonged. Honestly, we're supposed to review House of a Thousand Corpses for however many times now, and we just haven't done it yet. We have a lot of people that want to be guests on.
For that one, yeah.
Maybe we ought to do Devil's Rejects and House of a Thousand Corpses together.
That's what I was thinking, because I'm not a big fan of that Three from Hell, like we've discussed before.
Three from Hell sucked, man. That's why I didn't rank the franchise. Rob Zombie, yeah, I can't do it, man. I love those movies, but I just
that could have been a lot better, man.
It sure could have.
If Sid wouldn't have died, it would have been way better.
Yeah, I just, you know, I think that I'm gonna stick with what I got, but I'm gonna go ahead and add. I'll put Phantasm and Candyman back on at 15, along with The Exorcist and The Omen. You got anything you want to add?
You're he who tells me, don't change your list, man. Just do it the way it is.
I just can't take the Candyman out. I don't know, man. I don't know. That third movie's bad, so maybe we should just leave it the way it is. I don't know. I don't know. I've actually got the third movie on a brand new DVD here, Blu-ray right here.
Oh.
Might have to watch that thing and see if it's any better. Well, I'm not going to change any more. I think I've ran my mouth enough about
this. I'm not changing nothing on mine. I'm sticking to it.
Well, 15, I'm adding Candyman, and I'll go ahead and put Phantasm, even though they'll say Phantasm 3 is so sucky. Honestly, Reggie's just too over the top.
All right.
To Reggie.
Gotta love Reggie, man. All right. I guess that's it for our top 15 or so.
Or so.
Horror movie franchise.
I think I'm up to 18 now.
Yeah. 20 if you're lucky.
I don't know. What about
you? Just named off six different things over there looking. So
I don't know, man. Maybe Poltergeist ought to make it on there.
Oh, you're killing me.
Dude, I don't think I can. Oh, crap. What about that? Oh, Michael Myers. That's all I can say.
All right, everybody.
Wait a minute. What about?
Wait a minute. You're gawking, man. You're gawking at shit.
Okay.
I can't gawk at my stuff. It's too far away. So you had to get up to go gawk at your stuff. So, all right, everybody. Thanks for listening.
Wait a minute.
Hit that like and subscribe button.
I got another one.
What?
I'll talk about it tomorrow.
You're fucking with me, man. You're fucking me up. All right, everybody. Thanks for listening. Support local. Check us out on the social medias. We're not hard to find. And I guess I will talk to everybody Wednesday. And stay evil, everybody.
We got a bunch of shirts. Buy some merch.
All right, everybody. Thanks.
Hey, and one last thing. I forgot to rank.
Oh, man.
Cut.